But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned our way. What do we do with warnings? There are many types of warnings. What do we do when we are warned? A man lived in the country and a tree fell down on the edge of his yard in a storm. It was in the winter, and in the spring, the man decided to cut it up and remove it. He began to move the limbs and clean it up when he ran upon a bee nest in the tree, and hundreds of bees came out and began to sting him. He had to go to the hospital and spend a few days there because of the severity of the bee stings. The doctor warned him to be extremely careful with bee stings in the future because they could kill him. His body had been affected by the venom, and the next time it could easily be fatal. The doctor told him to leave the tree alone and to get someone else to clean it up, maybe in the wintertime. The man went home, and several weeks passed by. He was feeling good, and every time he saw the tree, he wanted to clean it up. He decided again to do it himself. He began to remove the limbs and parts of the tree, and again, hundreds of bees swarmed out of the tree and began to sting him. Again, he had to go to the hospital, and this time it was fatal. He died. The doctor had clearly warned him to stay away from the tree and the bees. He ignored the warning, and he paid for it with his life. Let's look at another example. A man lived in a fairly large town, and he worked in a large building in the town. The building had gotten infected with bugs. The owner called a pest control company to come and fumigate the building to clean out the bugs. The building was to be fumigated on a Saturday, so it would be ready by Monday. The chemicals they were going to use to fumigate the building were very strong and could be deadly. Every day during the week before the building was to be fumigated, the owner announced what was going to take place that Saturday and for nobody to come to the building during the weekend. He explained that it could be deadly. That Friday night, after all the workers had gone home, the fumigation company placed a sign outside the building prohibiting the entrance of people and saying it was going to be fumigated and could be deadly. That Saturday morning, one of the employees decided he needed to go to the building for some reason. When he drove up to the building, he saw the sign, but he went up to the sign and took it down. He then went into the building and he died. He ignored the warning and he paid for it with his life. My friend, what are you doing with the warnings of Jesus? In Luke 13:3, Jesus tells us the following, "Unless you repent, you shall perish." He says the same thing again in verse 5, "Unless you repent, you will perish." Jesus warns us here about the necessity of repenting. The man with the tree in the edge of the yard ignored the warning of the doctor and he paid for it. The man in the building ignored the warning of the fumigation and he paid for it with his life. And Jesus tells us clearly here what will happen if we ignore his warning to repent. What is repentance? Repentance is not my trying to reform myself and live a better life, trying to do good works to earn God's favor and to earn my place in heaven. Repentance is not a pre-salvation attempt to put my life in order. The call to repentance is not a command to set one's life right before coming to Christ in faith. Rather, it is a commandment to recognize one's own sinfulness and to hate it, to realize that Jesus has paid for our sins on the cross, and that only He can save us and not we ourselves. It is to turn from our rebellion and return to Christ, trusting in Him as our Lord and Savior, and submitting to Him in faith. We are to go to Him just as we are. The beauty of salvation is that I don't have to try to change myself and earn God's favor. It is realizing that He paid for my sins on Calvary's tree. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also suffered for sins once for all time, the just for the unjust, so that He might bring us to God." Repentance is renouncing my self-trust and my rebellion and returning to Him in surrender and faith, confessing my sins and asking Him for pardon. I want to repeat what I just said. The beauty of the salvation is that I don't have to try to change myself and earn God's favor. It is realizing that He paid for my sins on Calvary's tree. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that He might bring us to God. Repentance is renouncing my self-trust and my rebellion, and returning to Him in surrender and faith, confessing my sins, and asking Him for pardon. My friend, when have you returned to Him? We are to go just as we are, guilty, dirty, sinful, and lost, and He will receive us. He has made provision for our forgiveness by Jesus going to the cross for our sins. Listen to how Isaiah puts it in Isaiah 55:7. "Let the wicked abandon his way, and the unrighteous person his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and He will have compassion on him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." What a beautiful word, return. Return to the Lord, and He will have compassion on him, and He will abundantly pardon. Who is going to receive the pardon? The person who returns. He talks about an abundant pardon here. It talks about God having compassion. What a wonderful thing it is to be forgiven. Micah 7:19 expresses it in the following way. "He will again take pity on us. He will trample on our wrongdoings. Yes, you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea." If you cast something into the depths of the sea, you will not see it anymore. It will be gone. God is painting us a picture here of His casting our sins into the depths of the sea, to be seen and remembered no more. What a wonderful thing. "Let the wicked abandon his way, and the unrighteous person his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and He will have compassion on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." My friend, isn't it time that you return to the Lord? The Bible says that all we like sheep have turned from Him to go our own way. Repentance is a turning back. He holds His outstretched arms to you. Turn back and return to the Lord. Surrender to Him, confess your sins to Him, and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Today is a day of salvation. Heed his warning. Unless you repent, you will perish. Jesus warns us here, and Jesus gives us the consequences of not repenting. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. The man had been bitten by hundreds of bees. He had to go to the hospital. He saw what had happened, and the doctor explained to him that his body could now not absorb that much venom again, that he would have to be very careful around bees and being stung by the bees. The doctor warned him clearly and explained to him clearly the consequences of what would happen. He told him to leave the tree alone, let someone else clean it up, maybe in the wintertime. But he ignored the warning and he paid for it with his life. Remember the example of the man being warned about not going into the building that was being fumigated. He took the sign down. He ignored the warning, and he also paid for it with his life. My friend, Jesus is giving us the truth here. Unless we repent, we will perish. Jesus is warning us clearly about the consequences of going on in our rebellion, of going on with our back turned upon God, of going on in our own way. He talks to us and speaks to us about the consequences of rebellion and sin and living with our backs turned upon God. Repentance is a turning back. Repentance is a 180-degree turn to go back to the Lord, as a sheep would go back to the shepherd that the sheep has abandoned and wandered from. God extends his hands to us today, my friend. You don't have to clean your life up to go back just as you are without one plea, but that Jesus' blood was shed for you. You can come back to him today. Heed his warning, please. Heed his warning. And today, come back to Jesus. Surrender your life to him in repentance and faith. My time is gone. We have an email if you'd like to get in touch with us here at Living Waters. The email is spiv6327@bellsouth.net. I'm going to repeat it again. spiv6327@bellsouth.net. We would love to hear from you. It's a great privilege for us at Living Waters to be able to bring to you the Word of God, to be able to speak to you of the unsearchable riches of Christ, of the great love of God for you. Hear the words of Jesus. Unless you repent, you will perish. Thank you for having tuned in. Hopefully you'll be with us here next week again.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.